Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about listening to your body. Now, I know that this isn't what I normally talk about, and that is because I don't really like talking specifically about one subject, but I feel like this is like a more broad subject. But I'm going to narrow down into one subject to begin with, and that is specifically working out, listening to your body. Now, you can listen to your body in a lot of different ways, and sometimes your body tries to take the easy way out, especially when you're working out. Your body's constantly telling you, oh, no, you don't need to do this cardio. You're fine. Oh, no, you don't need to do this cardio. You're just going to be, you're going to be A-okay. You don't need to worry about anything. Listen, at the end of the day, yes, it's really good to like yourself. It's really good to believe in yourself. And it's really good to have a lot of self-love. Now, just because you have a lot of self-love does not mean that you can't strive to improve yourself to be the best person you can possibly be. Because every single day we should be focusing on just that. Focusing and narrowing our mind and body down to be the best person we could possibly be. Like I just said. So. I just came back from a workout. So if I'm a little pumped up, that's why. So I just had a really, really, one of the best workouts I've had in a really long time, and that's thanks to an energy drink. Now, this is not sponsored, okay? This is not sponsored. It starts with a B and ends with a G, that energy drink. You can fill in the blank, so I'm not going to just shout out this company. If you want to shout out, if this company wants a shout out, please reach out to me at email@DemetriusOrigio.com. I would love to shout you out because I've been using your pre-workout energy drink for the last couple days, and I've never had such good improvement in my workout. I love you guys. Now, you know who you are, okay? If you make an energy drink that begins with a B and ends with a G, thank you. Anyways, like I said, reach out to me, sponsor me. Anyways, that's besides the point. I just came back from an awesome workout, and while I was working out, my body was telling me, let's keep going, because I took that pre-workout. Now, I originally thought of this podcast idea on Saturday. This is now Wednesday, the day before I post this podcast. Now, I wanted to shoot this podcast on Saturday, but then something came up, and then on Sunday, I spent time with my grandma, and then we went to the gym, okay? I went to the gym again. So on Saturday, this is what happened. I spent a little bit of time with my friend, and we had breakfast together. It was nice, okay? No complaints there. I'm lactose intolerant. There is a big complaint there. I don't like being lactose intolerant. Nobody does. If you talk to a lactose intolerant person, we try to keep going. We try to have the milk, okay? People say that we don't try. We don't try. I think my light's dying. Just give me one moment. Okay, I'm back. My light, oh my god, this is like the worst possible luck that I can have, right? My light that I have in front of my face to make my actual face light up so you guys can see me was dying. And I could notice that, obviously, because I'm looking at myself over here, and then I'm looking at myself straight. So, like, I can see myself getting darker. So my light is dying over here. I tried to plug it in because that one's, like, battery-powered, but it lasts, like, a whole month. So I don't even have to worry ever. So I just plugged it in to charge. And then as soon as I plugged that in, I accidentally unplugged something that was plugged into my computer. And then the program I used to actually record myself shut down unexpectedly. So now the saved file is saved under an auto-saved file. So now I have to convert that file. And then I'm trying to upload this podcast by tomorrow. So it's like, why? Why? I can just keep saying why. Like, just why? Why does this have to happen to me? You know what they say? God tests strong people. Okay. I never really talk about God. I never really talk about Jesus. Went to church a couple times in my life. Not the most religious person you're going to see in your life. Okay. But I can say this. God tests strong people. That sentence never really meant a lot to me when I was little. But it really means a lot to me now. Because the strongest people get to deal with the most amount of stuff. The weak people don't. Okay, now that I said that and gave myself the chills, let's go back to what I was talking about before. Now, listening to your body, right? Listening to your body in a couple different ways, like I talked about before, my situation just happened. Now, the first one, like I explained, is at the gym. If you are doing cardio, your body is saying, no, I really don't want to do this. Listen, tell your body to shut up because you want to do this, not your body. Your body doesn't want to go through all the stress. Your body doesn't want you to succeed because it has to go through hard work. Your body's a smart person. It knows that you're doing the right things if you're sore, if you're constantly sweating. Yes, this may be uncomfortable, but in the long run, make your body think, okay, and this is what I did for me, make your body think that soreness is the key to success, which it technically is, but you don't have to get sore. See, there's all different things to talk about when it comes to working out, and everyone has their own different ways of working out. So I'm not hating on anyone for having their specific workout routine. If you don't get sore while you are working out, that's perfectly good with you, but for me, I would like to feel sore when leaving the gym. I would like to feel like, whew, if I do one more rep, I'm going to fall on the floor. That's what I like to feel like. And after talking to a couple different people, they all think the same way. So, yes, me and a people that I surround myself with agree on the same exact situation. Oh my God, I thought I just saw something pop up on my screen. I was going to say, what the hell? Okay, I'm going cuckoo. That was just my light. There's a light right here behind me. See, you can see it on my hand. There's a light right behind me over here. And that reflection of the light went on my monitor. And I thought that was like a demon or something. Oh, I don't even know. Oh. Anyways, I'm not going cuckoo yet. I'm not going cuckoo. Get to the point, Dimitri. So, when I was at the gym on Saturday, I didn't really feel that good, okay? Because I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, getting back to the original story now. We get off track. We do. So, after I ate my breakfast with my friend, I ate a couple things that were not vegan and not lactose intolerant, acceptable, not lactose free, not milk free. All of the stuff. Like, you could just name it, okay? It did not have almond milk-based cheese, which I don't eat anyway. That seems gross, but anyways, that didn't have cheese that my body does not, that does accept, I should say. That didn't have cheese that my body accepts. Now, because of this fact that I just said, and because of the fact that I had cheese, I decided, okay, I'm just going to ignore my body. Now, you should never do this. I decided to ignore my body and just go to the gym right after. So I ate breakfast. 30 minutes later, we decided to split our different ways, okay? And I decided to go straight to the gym because I'm like, why not? I work out rigorously like I usually do. I do the stair stepper. I do the treadmill. But I'm starting to feel really, really sick. Like I can't really work out anymore. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to push through. Ignoring my body again. Now, I started doing the strength training. Now, I don't know what my mind was going through, but the day before, I did this day that I was trying to do. So I have tricep and bicep. I have tricep and shoulder day, and then I have bicep and back day, and then I have lower body slash leg day. Excuse me, I have the hiccups all of a sudden. I think I need some water. So, I thought that the day before Saturday, which was on the Friday, I actually skipped the gym and I worked out at home. I did triceps at home and triceps and shoulders at home, and I worked out for 30 minutes and I felt more like sore than I do in that 30 minutes than I do with the 2 hours that I'm at the gym or the 1 hour that I'm actually working out. So I cut my workout time in half and achieve basically the same thing. I mean, I think that I'm strength training when I'm working out at home, and then I'm muscle building when I'm at the gym. Those are two different things. It's used for different goals that you have in mind. If you want to actually grow the size of your arms, then you use the body training or your muscle building moves. Now, if you want to exercise and gain strength, then you do that. Just like how if you want to do cardio, there's two different things you can do. You can build stamina when going on a cardio machine, or you can just lose weight altogether, which, yeah, building stamina will equate to you losing weight, but there's like two different ways you can do it. Like, you can just work your way up from 10 minutes for, I don't know, you can do 10 minutes a mile, or you can do 9 minutes in a mile, and then 8 minutes in a mile, and then you can just stamina. Now, when you're losing weight, you can just go for the 11 or 12 minutes for the mile. As long as you have a fast pace, and then you have a rest in between the fast pace, just like on the reps, that's what I do. I go a minute and a half at 6 miles per hour on the treadmill, and then after the minute and a half, I have a minute rest or cool down, people call it, and I go on 3 miles per hour. So by the end of the 11 minutes, I did a mile. So my ultimate goal here is going a mile in 10 minutes. Now, after I do the mile in 10 minutes, I'm going to make the goal even smaller. I'm going to do the mile in 9 minutes, and then 8 minutes, and then 6 minutes, and then see where I can go, okay? Because I've been doing this since, I would say, January. So January, February, March. So one full month and a couple weeks, okay? I've been doing this, and I got myself from 13 minutes in a mile to 11 minutes in a mile. So yeah, that is a huge achievement. I got myself down 2 minutes in one whole month. So I don't know if I'm actually losing any weight because I'm actually building more muscle, and I'm eating a little bit more because of the fact that I am building more muscle. So I need to have more protein and stuff like that. So it might offset each other like that. At the same exact time, right, getting back to the point, I was trying to do, I keep like getting off topic. Like it's, I have ADHD, I guess. I don't know. So, I was doing the tricep machine, like I was saying, and all of a sudden, right, it hit me. It hit me like a brick, like a ton of bricks, right? I just started getting nauseous, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel so dizzy. Why do I feel so dizzy? And I felt like all of a sudden I was going to throw up. I really thought I was going to throw up in the middle of the gym. And this is like my worst nightmare. This is anyone's worst nightmare, okay? If you throw up in the middle of the gym, that's not only embarrassing, okay? That's also disgusting because you just threw up in the middle of the gym and now the workers that you see have to go and clean that up for you. Like, just thinking about it just disgusts. It just disgusts me. Cleaning up somebody else's throw up, no. Okay, so I said, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to just go home. Maybe I'll just skip today because I did work out at home yesterday. So I never skipped the day before. I never skipped on the Friday. This is now Saturday. I never skipped on the Friday. I worked out at home on Friday. So if I skip today, it's not really that bad, okay? So I went home. I went to the bathroom. I wanted to go to the baño, okay? And I had a little party in there, okay? The toilet, I dropped the children off at school, okay? And I felt a little bit better, okay? I had some Tylenol. I know Tylenol's not for stomach aches, but it helped me, okay? It helped me, and I'm not complaining. So I felt a little bit better then, and I said, okay, since my dog is just annoying me at this point, he's whining, he's excited, okay, I took him for a walk. Now, on this walk, he was actually a pretty good boy. I mean, he's always a good boy. He doesn't bark at anyone. He doesn't bark at any dogs. He just keeps it to himself, and I love that. But sometimes if he sees another dog, he can't help but, like, try to go over it, and I just correct him. Like, no, no, Winston, come on, no sniff. Stay over here. Stay over here. And then he looks at me, I look at him, and I'm like, no. And then he understands, listen, I can't do this. So then we just continue the walk. It's a mile and a half. So then, I try to do this every single day, but sometimes I work all day. Like, I just came back home at 9:30 at night, and I left the house at 7:40. So, yeah, I mean, I'm out all day long. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I'm out all day long. So I came home, I did the walk. After the walk, I'm like, okay, I feel a lot better now. Now, I didn't have to go to work for another 3 hours, so I said, okay, I have plenty of time. I had some coffee, okay, because sometimes it's just a coffee. Like, if I don't have coffee, I'm addicted to coffee. If I don't have coffee in a day, I have a headache. So I had some coffee, and I'm like, okay, I feel a little bit better now. I simmered down for like 30 minutes, and I went back to the gym. I don't take no for an answer. If I'm feeling better, what's the excuse not to go to the gym? So I went back to the gym, and I finished my workout, and that was one of the best workouts I've ever had, except for today and yesterday, because of the energy drink that I mentioned at the beginning of this video that will not get a sponsorship or not get free promo from me unless you want to sponsor me, okay? Email at DemetriusHerugio.com. Yes, I love the energy drink. Starts with a B, ends with a G. Research it, love it, list it, I don't care. Just have it, try it, okay? $2, Walmart. Anyways, I learned that if you need to listen to your body, listen to your body. But there has to be, okay, there has to be a fine line between you listening to your body because your body wants you to give up. And there's a difference between your body telling you need to listen to it. Okay, when you get nauseous, when you get the feeling of throwing up, that's not something to ignore. That's something you need to work on right now. And if you don't fix it, you're going to throw up. And throwing up is not good. Nobody likes throwing up. Nobody likes the feeling of being nauseous. So listen to your body if you're feeling nauseous. If you're on the cardio machine and you feel nauseous, stop. You're working way too hard, okay? Take it down a notch. Take it down 2, 3, 4, okay? Take it down a couple notches, okay? Notches, okay? Take it down, okay? Take a deep breath and try again, okay? Don't go as much on yourself, on the cardio machines, if you're doing cardio and you think that you're going to throw up, even on the strength training machines, talking specifically at the gym. Now, the other ways you can listen to your body is if you are hungry. Now, after working out and after going to the gym, you're going to be hungry, okay? Why are you going to neglect your body and say, no, you can't eat? Right after working out is the best time to eat. Right after working out, your body's already saying, okay, I know exactly how to use this food you're going to feed me. And if you don't feed me, I'm going to just use the body fat. And that means the next time you eat, your food is going to go straight to fat because your body is saying, oh, I don't know the next time you're going to feed me. So I'm going to store this food as fat and then use that fat to actually use as nutrition so I don't have to start eating the bones and itself. Like, your body will eat itself if you don't feed it. So these MyFitnessPals, yes, it knows that if you burn a couple calories on your Apple Watch or your Fitbit, it knows to automatically include that because of the fact you're supposed to be eating those calories anyway. Now, as long as you're in a deficit at the end of the day, then you're going to lose weight. But there has to be a fine line. You can't be in a deficit of like 2,000 calories and then burn 3,000 calories And then only eat 2,000 calories. Only eat 2,000 calories, lose 3,000 calories. You have a deficit of 1,000 calories. Now, it depends what you're doing. And it always does. And if you're balancing it out and having like small meals and keep on eating, then your body doesn't have to worry. But if you're eating one big meal and then going to work out rigorously, burning off the whole entire meal and then not eating until like supper, that's pretty bad. Okay, you're starving yourself. Now, I feel like everyone should listen to their body when it comes to that. If you're hungry, just eat, okay? Just eat. But keep it... Okay, this is what I think. I don't have junk food at my house, okay? I have this bacon that's literally chicken. And it's 20 calories each stick of bacon. Now, you should check this out in stores. Okay, it's bacon in the... it's chicken in the shape of bacon. But it's really, really good. I really recommend it. So if you check that out on Google's, or if you Google it, then you will see it. Okay, it's really good. It's one of the best brands out there, in my opinion. It's really, really good. I love it so much. I have it almost every day with my egg sandwiches. Oh, so good, so good, so good. I need an egg sandwich tomorrow. I think I made one today. No, I didn't. Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to actually have an egg sandwich tomorrow because I need to go pick up breakfast. Okay. I can't forget. I'm just in the mood for like a croissant. I don't know. Okay, listen, I'm hungry. I just came back from the gym. I'm in the mood, right? Listen to my thoughts right now, okay? Just picture a nice, okay, close your eyes, picture with me, okay? A nice buttery croissant. Nice and steaming, nice and soft in the middle, okay? Now picture that with a nice yolky egg with some bacon just right, cooked and seasoned to perfection, with some sausages that were cooked just the way you like it, with some seasonings on it. Oh my god. Now, I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm not going to say to add any cheese. But if I was not lactose intolerant, I would put some American cheese on there, yeah. And listen, I would put some ketchup too. Okay, I'm so hungry right now. I can't. I'm just picturing this. Okay. I can't. I need to do a mukbang. Okay, that's what I need to do. I need to do a mukbang because sometimes I just picture this food. And I just have the cravings for some food. And the most... unhealthy foods I have cravings for. Now, yes, I say go for it. No, in moderation, I say go for it. I'm not a fitness expert. Okay. I'm not a fitness expert, but if you are in the mood for something, just have it and then work out. If you, like, there's millions and millions and millions and millions of workouts on YouTube. Work out. For the first time, work out. Listen, I'm going to shout out this YouTuber that I love using, and it's called Boho Beautiful Yoga. She does some yoga moves, and she's going to have you do some yoga moves that you don't even know is possible. She's going to have your foot twisted around in a pretzel, and you're going to be like, wow, this feels really good. You're going to feel so energized and so relaxed at the same exact time, and just, like, oh, I love her, okay? Boho Beautiful. The whole YouTube channel, the husband or the boyfriend and the girl, excellent combo. I love them both so much. Now, I think I'm going to end my podcast there because, listen, I'm going to end off this podcast with, go check them out, okay? Everyone should do yoga, okay? In my opinion, everyone should do yoga. I would do yoga every single day on the beach if I could, but I don't live next to the beach. I mean, like 15 minutes away. I'm not going to work out in front of a bunch of people, though. But if you live next to the beach and there's not a lot of people, go work out on the beach. It's going to... oh, my God. That would be so calming. That would be so calming. That would be so nice to just do yoga, relax right on the beach, hear the water crash against the rocks. Oh, my God. I'm in, like a storytelling mood right now, and I could, like, narrate. I can't say that word. I could narrate. Wait, just said it. Narrate a whole book right now. Because I'm, like, energized, but I'm also, like, in the descriptive mood, I guess you would call it. I don't know. Anyways, I think I'm just tired and I just have a lot of energy right now because I just got back from the gym. I think that's the problem. That's the main problem here. But thank you all for listening to this crazy hectic podcast. Okay, I know I was all over the place. I started with a story and then the light situation happened. And then we started at A and then went to Z and then went back to B, but then made our way to F. Like, we were all over the place. I'm sorry. Anyways, next week I'll try to film this podcast like on the weekend, not have a pre-workout and not just come back from the gym. So I'm not really all over the place. I'm more like planned out. Okay. But I don't know. I kind of like this podcast because we did enjoy a couple different stories that I really like talking about. I like talking about working out. Okay, working out is very, very interesting because there's so many different things you can get yourself into. It's very interesting. Okay, it changed my life, and it obviously it will change anyone's life. But thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for being there and supporting me and listening every single week. Thank you all. I do appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And like I said, if you're the energy drink that starts with a B and ends with a G, my DMs are open on Instagram and email me at email@demetriusarujo.com, linked below, just for you. Okay. Thank you all, and I hope that you have a great one.